Just Look, I'll Be There by A.M. Freeman. How big do you think it all is? He asked. Our solar system, I think I was once told. No, I mean, out there. He gestured out the port window. Beyond this solar system. Beyond all that we know. What else could be out there?
Well, I don't know. I guess no one could really know what is unknown.
I'm going to know, he said, a spark lighting up in his eyes. Someday I shall fly off on my own, perhaps initiate a band or fly solo on a grand exploration. One way or another, I will discover what wonders are beyond the stars. She observed his awestruck face, a frown creasing her lips.
Will you ever come back?
He considered this. Maybe. If there was something worth coming back for. But I doubt I would. What could be more exciting than visiting a star? She felt as though she had been physically struck as the air was stolen from her lungs and her face twisted into an expression she could not explain. For once she took comfort in his distracted gaze.
I'd miss you, she disclosed,
the words pushing past tight lips. Finally, he focused his consideration on her and flashed one of his wildest grins.
Then come with me, he offered. I wouldn't mind taking you along, even if you are a girl.
No,
she made a face and shook her head.
Why?
Well, she reflected. Don't mistake me, I enjoy travelling. All our life has been occupied by travelling with the band, living from one planet, asteroid or another. But go out into the wild of space. What if misfortune overtook us? What if it's all for naught? I desire family near, places to find food and rest. Your intention is far too dangerous. For me, anyway.
The Wrong Venus by Lou Antonelli.
Serves you right, Patterson. Get your ass sent to Venus. You'll never make another prison break again.
The captain sneered at the prisoner.
Even if you escape, the atmosphere will kill you the second you get out.
The prisoner smiled. Please, call me Dave. The captain made a dismissive gesture to the two guards.
Get this son of a bitch out of here!
The two guards grabbed the prisoner on each side and hustled him towards the transport airlock.
Easy there, fellows, he said. You're supposed to deliver the merchandise undamaged. Shut up! You've pulled your last jailbreak, snarled one. Or con, for that matter, said the other.
Smiley the Robot by Amy Sterling Castle. Gia held her tiny song cube up so the robot could hear. Don't tell me that love isn't true. This is a song? Asked Smiley the police robot.
You like it? Gia replied. You're smiling.
I always smile, Miss Gia.
Keep calling me Miss, she said, putting down the cube and drawing her fisherman's sweater close to her neck. You'll go far.
Just then, a kid on a sleek, bright orange hoverboard sped past Gia's front-facing half-window.
Stupid robot!
The kid cried, skidding to a halt and making a ridiculous face. Go safely, said Smiley.
Don't disrespect an officer, Gia said. I'll tell your mother.
The boy was about 8.
I ain't got one, he replied.
Gia shook her fist.
You little liar!
It is all right, Smiley said to her. They do that all the time.
Smiley, don't you just want to whack him?
Gia smoothed her scarf and again worried at her sweater. She was cold. Always so cold. Imagine that. On Venus. Poor Smiley.
I am, Smiley said, and he paused, turning to watch the kid as he disappeared around the last corner of housing units at the edge of the dome.
After a moment he turned back. His face was unchanged, but there was something in his measured, gentle, reasonable voice that told Gia that he was not unaffected.
I do not like it when the children tease me, he said. I do not like it when I go on a call and they try to hurt me. A woman threw food at me last week.
Oh, Smiley, Gia said, and you're always smiling.